Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, CSN Radio, CSNRadio.com. Of course, it's time for us to shine the spotlight on somebody else. And you never know who it is, like I said, whether it's an artist or whether, you know, it's an actor. You know, sometimes we have people who write books, authors, all of it. So we definitely, you know, got a very special guest calling in today. I'm going to give y'all a little rundown on it. She's 16 years old. Goes by the name of Shania. A little bit about her, just in case y'all did not know. She's done motivational speaking at the University of Southern California, California State University, San Bernardino, Levine University, the Queen Mary, just to name a few. Also, at her young age, she's been a very distinguished and one of the youngest, most influential teens today as an international and national award-winning writer for 4 books by the age of 15. So she's definitely been on top of what she's supposed to be doing. So like I said, if y'all want to hit us up right now, 347-850-8714. Once again, that number is 850-8714. The call is correct now, 901-214-5722. I don't know what's up, a little bit off today, but hey, it's all good though, because guess what? Only I can make it happen. Like I make it happen. Of course, y'all call us up right now. Once again, 347-850-8714 is the number to get you in with us. See if we can get her on the line real quick. What are we going to do? All right, CSN Radio, CSNRadio.com. Of course, we're about to go live. We're about to go live to the lines, man, and definitely talk to our artist of Artist Spotlight. We're going to try to spotlight on the artist today, and I'm going to definitely let her introduce herself. CSN Radio. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, can you hear me?
Hello, this is
Hold on for a second.
I'm sorry, the line is very mangled. I'm trying my best to get a better signal.
Yeah, it's okay. You got through now, so I'm going to let you introduce yourself to the world out there. Let them know who you are.
All right. Well, I'm Shania Bastier. I'm a singer-songwriter. I have right now 2 singles, many, many more to be released during the year. My singles are, I write in very cinematic, I love cinematic music. I love alternative rock music. I usually write with a lot of symbolism, and so my songs can usually be taken in a variety of different I'm also a national, an international award-winning author of 4 books. My 4th book is called Bullying the Mirror. I'm writing my 5th book, which is my first fiction novel, which would be out probably by the end of this year. My Song of Destruction was actually picked up to be on a new upcoming pilot that's going to air on a major television network. So that's basically everything that's going on with me right now.
Okay. Now, I was reading through your bio, and I noticed it was saying that you have been a motivational speaker at a lot of different colleges.
I am a national. Right, yeah. I live in Los Angeles, California. I've been a national speaker for about 6 years. I've spoken at the University of Southern California and Laverne University. I've spoken at the Queen Mary. I've also spoken at California State University. I've spoken all over the nation to hundreds of thousands of people. I actually recently also got invited to speak in Africa. So I never know where I'm going to be next. I'm in New York right now, but I do live in L.A.
Okay, so you're definitely moving around and definitely making big moves, man. So that's why we like to shine a spotlight on people like you. Of course, I just want to let you kind of explain to the people that may not know, how old are you? Because when I read it, I was like, hold up, the boys don't match the age. Are you really?
I'm old. I just turned 16 like a month and a half ago.
Wow. She's only 16, people, and definitely international and national motivational speaker. I've noticed that you've been nominated for the book, what was Book of Film?
Right, my 4th book, yeah, was nominated to Books to Film by a panel of 126 judges at the Latino Literacy Awards, which are the biggest awards in Latino literacy. I'm pre-writing 2 films right now, and in the next upcoming years, I would love to have them produced, and I would love to direct them as well.
Okay, so which one do you do more of? Do you do more music, or do you do more book writing and film writing?
You know what? I think at right now, at this point, I'm doing a lot more music. I'm constantly writing new music. I'm constantly producing new music in LA. I'm trying to get as much material as possible. But you know, I have been writing my 5th book as well, and I plan to continue publishing for the rest of my life. I also plan to continue creating music in any way possible for the rest of my life as well. So right now, yeah, I'm probably working on music more so. But hey, you know, whatever.
Hey, anything that keeps you busy. Now, for those
keeps me busy, yeah.
Right. For those who may be wondering what it takes to get into writing books or get into music or any motivational tips you may have to give to anyone who's your age and coming up, what would you tell them?
Never let anyone, no matter who it is, if it's like King or the president or your teacher or anybody, take away your power and tell you that you cannot do something or that you do not have the power to do something, to make you feel like you are lesser than somebody else. Everybody has some kind of higher calling. Everybody has a passion, and I hope that everybody gets to explore their passion, has the opportunity and the courage and the power to explore themselves and to do what they truly want to do in life. I think it's so important to make your life to do as much in your life as you possibly can, and to make sure that what you are doing is something that you love. So I say, never give your power away to anybody, and just keep moving forward, because life goes on every single day, and you have to just stay positive. There's nothing better than staying in life than staying positive. If you let negative people into your life, if you let negative thoughts influence you, you're just going to keep getting held back. So just keep moving forward and never let your power be taken away.
Okay, now I noticed that the likes of Miss Diddy has had some great things to say about your voice and your music and all of that. And if for those who may not know, Ms. Diddy has had the chance to work with people like Russell Simmons and a couple of other different people, Brandy, Floyd Mayweather, just to name a few. How did you feel to have Miss Diddy just kind of say she loves your voice and the motivation behind that?
It was honestly so out of the blue. I woke up and I just saw it there. Like, it was I had no idea where it even came from, where she found me. It was such a surprise, and it was such a wonderful surprise. And I'm so happy that she paid me such a nice, awesome, respectful comment. And I'm so I give her all of my gratitude for that, because she did not have to do that. And I'm honored to be recognized by people like her in the industry. That's really it is really empowering. It's encouraging. It gives you a lot of power to move forward. It's like saying, oh, man, I'm doing a good job. I'm doing something right.
Right. Okay. I'm just wondering now. I mean, any other things that you got coming up, any shows or books that you got coming up that they may not have let me know about, or any upcoming projects, charities, anything like that you want to kind of shine the spotlight on?
I say definitely to look forward for that new pilot that'll be coming out. I can't name it because I signed an agreement that says that I can't say anything about it, which sucks. But I can definitely look forward to that No Name upcoming pilot that I will be featured in, and hopefully some other stuff. One of the biggest music producers in the country is currently holding my song and considering placing it in various films and television projects. So that definitely, and then look forward to my first fiction novel coming out this year and new music.
Okay, so can we get the name of that song that's being held?
Yeah, it's Of Destruction, and my other single, Fight for Who Stays, both of them.
Okay, all right. Now, they sent me over something called Missing. What is Missing?
I'm sorry?
I don't know if that was... They sent me over a song called Missing?
No, my song is actually... I have two songs out right now. It's Of Destruction and Fight for Who Stays.
Yeah, I guess they sent out kind of the wrong email. Because I was listening to it, and I'm like, all right, maybe that's not... It was like some Disney Channel type... Cinderella type video going on. I was like, okay, well, maybe they sent me the wrong thing. So... Someone's going to have to get on their job and send me the right music so I can definitely get broke over here. See, they make me look bad. See what they do? They make me look bad. Now I'm sitting here and I'm like, what is missing? And you're like, I don't know what missing is. Don't write a book about it, though. Well, I'll tell you what. I hope you're having plenty of fun out there in New York. I mean, I don't want to hold you up too much, my guy. I know I had you held on trying to get through earlier.
We're
busy up here at CSM, man. The phone lines get the ringing off the chain, and then we can't answer it all the time. So I had to hit you back and let you know. So, hey, I want you to run your social game to the people so they can definitely get in contact with you if they want to follow you on Instagram or Facebook, any of those places. How can they do that?
All right. Well, my Twitter is my name is at Shania Fossier. So that's at @ShaniaFossier. And then also on my website, which is the same name, Shania Fossier, www.shaniafossier.com. And there's a contact form on that page if anybody wants to keep in contact with me and keep updated with any new projects, anything else that they want to know. They can definitely send me a message through the contact form. I also have a Wikipedia page. If you want to learn a little more about me, you can definitely check me out on Wikipedia. And Reverb Nation, I'm under Shania Fossier. I think that's it.
Okay, then, well, I'll tell you what. I'm definitely going to follow you. But I'm going to let you introduce your single, and I'm going to make sure that I get them. And we're going to just put them in right behind this. Watch how this works. Shania, go ahead and do your thing. Introduce it.
All right. Well, I'm Shania Fostier, and this is my single of destruction.
Just like that. I'm telling you, like, that's how it goes down up here at CSN Radio, CSNRadioNow.com. Of course, we got Shania in the building, definitely doing it real big. Like we said, we definitely appreciate you for taking out the time to at least let us shine the spotlight on you. I mean, like I said, run any shout-outs you got before you get up out of here. You're a very busy woman. I can tell that right now. And we're going to let you go.
All right. Thank you so much. This was a blast.
All right. Thanks for coming on the show, too.
Thank you so much.
All right. CSN Radio, CSNRadioNow.com. Of course, man, y'all keep it locked right here. More music 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. DJ Smooth, Shania, Artist Spotlight. Y'all keep it locked.